Hi, this is Mike, a simple man who hopes that something you hear me say today will touch your heart and stir your soul. Have you ever wondered what Jesus might be thinking as he gazes through the locked tabernacle doors at those sitting in the pews in front of him, especially on those two or three occasions each year when the church is packed to the rafters? I have. Would you please close your eyes for a few minutes and imagine Jesus saying this to you and to those you love? I am always here, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, waiting for you. But generally I am alone, abandoned, and ignored. So when I looked out from behind the closed doors this morning, I was overjoyed to see you, so many of you. While there were many familiar faces among those filling the pews, there were a good number whom I have not seen in some time. If you only knew the joy I experience when you come. I take delight in all my people, but I experience a special joy when those who stay away come to be with me. I have so much to give each of you. How I hunger for your presence here every Sunday and holy day of obligation. How I want to be one with you and fill you with my graces. How I want to give you the spiritual nourishment you need to withstand the weekly onslaught and temptations that surround you. I offer you my word, and most especially, my body, blood, soul, and divinity. But if you have not been coming to Sunday Mass, if you have intentionally ignored or disobeyed my commandments, if you have unconfessed mortal sin on your soul, then there is something you must first do before approaching me at the altar, if you are to eternally benefit from Holy Communion. See that little box, that little room off to the side or in the back of the church? At least once a week I sit there in the person of my priest, waiting for you to come, to humble yourself, to acknowledge your sinfulness, to ask for my forgiveness, and to resolve to sin no more. My mercy is yours, just for the asking. It really isn't that difficult. I already know where you have failed me, yourself, and others. There is nothing you could ever tell my priest that he's not heard, or that I have not forgiven through him countless times before. Truth be told, fewer come to see me in the confessional each week than visit me in my locked tabernacles. Pride caused your first parents to disobey me, and the same pride keeps so many of you away from me. Swallow your pride. Humble yourself. Come to this place of forgiveness, healing, and mercy, the source of new life. I cannot shower you with the graces I have for you in Holy Communion unless you do. I am sure you can understand, then, why your absence from Mass and the confessional saddens me so. There is rarely any valid reason for you to miss Sunday Mass, or for you to approach me in the Blessed Sacrament unworthily. I love you. I will always love you. I can only offer you eternal life. You must choose it. So please, come back to Mass and confession. I can hardly wait to see you again. Thanks for listening. God bless you, my friends. St. Dominic, pray for us. St. Catherine of Siena, pray for us. St. Mary Magdalene, pray for us.